Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dave Cohen. Glad to be with you and glad to now welcome in Kelly Schultz, Vice President of Communications and Public Relations for New Orleans & Company. Hey, Kelly. Happy Halloween.
Hey, Dave. Happy Halloween to you.
Are you wearing a costume right now?
No.
Do you have one that you will be wearing later?
Well, you know what? I'm actually in Washington, D.C. On a business trip promoting New Orleans up here. And so it'll be a pretty low-key Halloween for me. But, you know, in addition to Halloween, today is also what is known as World Cities Day. And New Orleans got a pretty big honor. It was just announced in the last few hours that we are now a UNESCO Creative City of Music, which is a pretty big deal.
What does that mean?
Well, UNESCO stands for the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. I mean, this is breaking news, just came out a few moments ago. And they have, you know, a program that is really about promoting peace and security through cooperation in the education, the arts, sciences, and culture. And there's something called the UNESCO Creative Cities, which honors cities around the world for really a commitment to creativity, where creativity and culture is not just an accessory, but it's really about a driving force for economic and social progress, which is very much the case in New Orleans. And so we've been going through this application process. It's very competitive. And today, as part of World Cities Day, which also happens to be Halloween, UNESCO announced that New Orleans is now a creative city for music. So we're one of only 10 U.S. cities to be part of this creative network. And it's basically going to give our musicians, our music economy, just more, everyone knows how talented and incredible our musicians are, but this will give them an added level of global recognition. So we're really excited about it.
That is fantastic. And I think for the musicians and those who support the music economy here in New Orleans, that should be very welcome news that they're receiving worldwide attention and recognition for the accomplishments they've made and that for the unique qualities and cultural characteristics that they help bring to the city of New Orleans. And I guess now then the United Nations, by sharing this information, will be telling people around the world, and hopefully it helps make your job a little easier in bringing more international tourists to come and listen to music here in New Orleans.
That is exactly right. You know, this designation now puts us in a pretty elite group, so it'll give our musicians and culture bearers an opportunity to network with the other creative cities. And, you know, it really is such an honor for New Orleans. I mean, we know that music is so important to our city, but this really has given us that third party validation on a global scale. And so we were really excited this morning to learn that, you know, our work between the New Orleans & Company team, and we have an incredible advisory board that we've been working with, and just really happy to see this announcement come out. But you know, also lots of exciting things happening today for Halloween.
Yeah, well, congratulations to you and the team that helped make this happen. It's always great to see New Orleans get more recognition for the things that make it so uniquely wonderful and special. And Halloween is amongst those things. There are only a handful of cities that really get national attention, maybe international attention, as places where people want to go and celebrate Halloween. Obviously, it's celebrated around the country and around the globe, but New Orleans has a draw to folks as one of the most haunted cities on the planet and one of the most fun cities as well, right?
That is exactly right. You know, I say that Halloween is really second only to Mardi Gras in terms of a tourist draw and something that is uniquely New Orleans. I mean, if you think about what we bring as a Halloween destination, it's the haunted history, it's ghosts, it's voodoo, it's vampires, it's our beautiful above ground cemeteries. So it is such a special destination. And in fact, last weekend with Crew of Boo, which was a big success, and we brought in six members of the media from Australia who are travel writers who write for audiences across Australia and New Zealand. And they were our guests to be part of Crew of Boo and to cover why New Orleans is such a magical Halloween destination. Of course, the goal is to get their international readers to plan a trip here. And I will tell you, Dave, I had a chance to ride in Crew of Boo with these guests. And they had never experienced anything like this. I mean, you know, we get on, I mean, Mardi Gras is one thing, but doing it with Halloween costumes and you know, all of this, you know, we get on the float and the float is packed with, you know, Brian Kern and his team do such an incredible job. And they've got the float loaded with the throws, which in this case were things like moon pies and Zapp's potato chips and cups. And the journalists were like, wait, this is all for us? And I was like, yes, and you throw it. And
we give it to you, and you give it to the masses.
Right. And so they just, you know, I just enjoyed myself so much watching them, you know, take this in. And you really can't describe what it's like to be, even as a observer at a New Orleans Mardi Gras parade, but to do it from the perspective of being on the float. And, you know, we saw thousands and thousands of people from every neighborhood, every generation, every walk of life. Everyone was out there together in their costume. There were tons of children and little kids along the route. It was just a really beautiful representation of what New Orleans is, which is an inclusive and welcoming city. And people were just out there truly having a great time. The rain held out.
The weather was
along
perfect,
the route,
yeah.
Were packed. Yeah. So, and so again, it was so much fun to watch them take all of this in. And then one of them has already produced a really beautiful article about why people should visit New Orleans for Halloween. And then we also had some coverage on Good Morning America this morning. So they were broadcasting live from the Skeleton House on St. Charles Avenue, the Burger family.
Oh, fun. Yes.
You know how the Burger family does an incredible job with their Halloween display every year, and this year it captured the attention of Good Morning America, and so we have been working with their producers, and they did a really nice segment this morning. So, you know, again, it's nice for us to be able to celebrate Halloween here and be locals, but also we're always thinking of ways to get that publicity out. And you know, if I were in another state watching Good Morning America, I think I definitely want to come experience New Orleans at Halloween next year.
Absolutely. And who knows, maybe someone books a last minute ticket. They're like, ooh, we got to go there now. I was actually just on the phone with someone in New York and they said, oh, I'm going to the Halloween parade here. And it took everything I could to not say, oh, gee, have fun with that. Because we know how parades up there, are, you know, you sit, you watch, things pass by, you politely clap. You know, it's just not the same.
You're not throwing moon pies.
No,
that's for sure.
You're not catching anything. You're not jumping in with the dance teams and dancing with the crowds. And it's just, there's no comparison. But I was polite and I said, well, have fun with that. maybe after. Afterwards, I'll call them back and say, hey, how was the parade? And when they tell me, you know, it was all right, I'll tell them to come down here for the Crew of Boo next.
You know what's cool, too, about, you know, looking ahead to Mardi Gras? Mardi Gras next year falls over President's Day weekend. So for a lot of Americans, it's a three-day holiday, a weekend holiday. So we're actually working to make sure that people know if you come for the second weekend of Mardi Gras, Mardi Gras is also President's Day, and it's a great opportunity for people to stay throughout Monday and Tuesday. A lot of travelers come in and then they have to go home on Sunday, but we want them to stay through Monday night and even Tuesday night. And we're hoping the President's Day weekend is a good opportunity to do that.
Yeah. So maybe folks who always have to leave before Bacchus, now we'll get to stay Sunday night and experience that and then hang around on Monday for all the Lundi Gras festivities. And that really is a neat opportunity and glad that exists. You said that really that Halloween, in terms of being a unique draw to New Orleans, is second only to Mardi Gras. Do you have an idea of the numbers of people who come for this week leading up? And obviously, it always depends what day Halloween is and how everything works out. But from past experience, do we know how big a deal it is in terms of hotel rooms, number of visitors, money spent, or any of those measurements that you use?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, well, we know that the hotel occupancy has been pretty strong. Our research folks are telling me that we are going to be at about 90% occupancy this weekend, which is pretty good. Now, remember last year at this time, we had Taylor Swift in town the last week of October. So that sort of skewed all of our numbers, obviously, because she was such an amazing draw for the city. But, having 90% occupancy this weekend is pretty good, and that is primarily due to Halloween. Hotel occupancy is one measure. We know when people are in hotels, that also means that they're going out and supporting our shops and our music clubs and our restaurants and taking tours. And I had a chance to do an amazing paranormal walking tour with some of these Australian guests. And it's just, it's such a cool thing to experience. And so it's also a big economic draw. And we've also got, conventions arriving every day. We had the Society of Women Engineers, and we're preparing to welcome the American Heart Association. So the city is doing well right now with not only those Halloween leisure travelers, but also those convention attendees, business meetings that really are a critical part of our economy.
Yeah, those are
arriving every day.
I got to imagine the paranormal tours, the ghost tours, the cemetery tours, the Anne Rice tours, all of the tours that are related to Halloween.
That's big business for the tour companies. Yeah, and
yes,
they do an incredible job.
Yeah, and what a great time of year. I mean, the weather is actually perfect this week, too, where they've taken all of the rain, and we'll get all the details coming up in a little bit as we head on over to the meteorologist. But they've taken pretty much all of the rain out of the forecast, and we're talking about morning lows in the 40s and 50s and afternoon highs in the 60s and 70s. Tourists cannot, and locals alike, cannot ask for better weather.
Yeah, it's perfect. And, all the other activities like the Boo at the Zoo, and I know many places around the community have different things at their churches and schools and other places of worship, and it's just a nice thing to see, and nice for all the kids who are going to be in costume, and I guess adults in costume too, that it won't be super hot outside and it'll be a nice, cool evening. So we're looking forward to all the festivities.
All right. I do want to address some concerns as well and give you an opportunity to talk about some of the things that have people a little worried right now when it comes to sustaining what we're doing here in New Orleans. Not only news of the budget deficit and the financial woes the city is going through, but concerns about if there's money there to pay city employees and to provide crucial services. Are you, as in your role of bringing people to New Orleans, at all worried, whether it's for Halloween, through Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, about making sure that everything will be there to make sure that people coming to New Orleans are safe and have the services that they want and need when they visit the Crescent City?
Sure. Well, when it comes to public safety, you know, one of the things we say is that it's certainly important to keep our visitors safe, but it's also important for all of us who live and work here, right? And for all of the people who make their living in the hospitality industry and are working in the French Quarter and other places. So it's important for visitors, but it's also important for locals who live and work in New Orleans. And so I certainly don't want to speak for the city or the police department, but I can tell you that when we talk to our customers, the first thing we say is what a great relationship we do have with New Orleans Police Department. They know, for example, when there are big groups in town, they know how to plan and staff for big events like Halloween so that there's appropriate coverage. You know, there have been so many security enhancements that have gone into effect since we had the tragic, horrific terrorist attack that happened on January 1. And I know there's some talk now about perhaps National Guard coming in to supplement what the NOPD is doing and what other partners are doing, like the state police. So, you know, I speak for the city on budget and things like that, but we constantly reinforce the expertise of the NOPD, what they do. They know how to manage large crowds. They're such experts at what they do. And we support anything that will make the city safer, not only for visitors, but for all of us who live and work here.
Kelly Schultz, anything you want to share as you announce this great award that the city has won from the United Nations, being recognized as one of the finest music cities anywhere on the planet? And as we're experiencing this great burst of tourism here over the Halloween period and everyone's really enjoying everything, anything else you want to share before we let you run and get back to work there in D.C.?
Just one more exciting thing. So Monday night is the Michelin Awards. You know, Michelin star restaurants are a very prestigious honor in the culinary world. And Louisiana is part of something called the Michelin Guide to the American South. And so Louisiana, Mississippi, the Carolinas, Alabama, all are coming together to be part of Michelin. And so Monday night, there will be a ceremony in South Carolina. And we are hoping that at that ceremony, New Orleans restaurants will be recognized with a Michelin star, which is really the highest form of recognition you can receive as a restaurateur, and other Michelin honors as well. So hopefully we'll have some good news to share with y'all on Tuesday about what happens at the Michelin Awards Monday night.
Yeah, we've got that on our calendar. In fact, we were just talking about that yesterday. Do we know how many restaurants potentially could receive the coveted Michelin star in this announcement in South Carolina that would include those here in New Orleans?
We do not know, and that's been intentional. I mean, it is very much of a secret process, so we don't have any idea in New Orleans, nor do the other destinations. You know, we do know that there have been Michelin, you know, members in the community rating the restaurants and observing and making their selections. But that process is very tightly controlled. And it is truly, I mean, you know, we're going to, Alice Glenn on our team and I are going to be there Monday night. And we won't know until the announcement is made from the stage. So we certainly hope to get some Michelin stars, but any kind of recognition, sort of like, you know, having the backing of UNESCO, having the backing of Michelin, it just takes our cultural assets, which everyone knows are already incredible, and gives it additional global recognition.
Yeah, it's kind of wild when you think about it that Michelin has never rated New Orleans restaurants. They've never evaluated restaurants in New Orleans, despite our worldwide reputation for having some of the best food anywhere on the planet.
And isn't that unbelievable? I totally agree.
Yeah. So glad that they finally got around to coming on down, and hope they were as equally impressed with what they found and looking forward. And that's Monday night. So you're leaving D.C. and you're going to South Carolina.
Yes. But it's all about promoting New Orleans, and so hopefully we'll have more good news to share after that announcement Monday night.
Kelly Schultz, thank you so much, and enjoy your time there. Glad that you are out doing the business of the city of New Orleans and New Orleans and Company. Sorry you can't be here to enjoy all the fun, but I'm glad you're dressed up as the Vice President of Communications and PR for New Orleans and Company. You nailed the costume.
Thank you. Such a creative costume.
Yeah. Very unique. Dave. Thanks, Kelly. Kelly Schultz here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman. I'm dressed as a radio talk show host. I have my headphones on. I have my microphone. I think I look the part. I hopefully sound the part.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.